Maybe.
Here we go.
Intro music.
Wait, that's not it.
What?
He's no good to me, Dad.
Intro music.
Mortality.
Intro music.
Bounty hunting is a complicated profession.
You know what's not complicated? Getting a baby Yoda to walk.
I don't know about that. It seemed pretty well, I don't know. The way he handled that entire situation, just that whole scene, it's just like,
was
yes.
Amazing.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Please,
yes.
Sir.
Show
I
me
want
more.
Some more.
I don't care that it's CGI Luke Skywalker. Show me more. Show me more. Show me more. I'm really like singing today. I don't know why.
Doug says in reference to your question, that's out of his fact-checking scope. So, you know, we gotta
yeah.
Go ahead and
right, well,
stick to
you.
The Star Wars.
It was Anthrax.
Here. That was Anthrax.
Anthrax.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Anthrax. That's a poll, man.
Yeah.
That's a poll.
It is a poll. Anthrax rapping. So there we go.
Boy.
It was one of my favorite things in the early 90s, late 80s. So there
you know
we go.
One of my favorite things in the early 90s was Barney.
Yes, because there's a slight age difference
oh,
there.
Boy.
Yes. All right. So
Rob's
welcome.
Like, moving on, please.
Welcome to, if you look over Nick's shoulder or over my shoulder, Bantha Milk Podcast, folks.
That's right. We're moving on up in the world because we don't have a green screen anymore. And for whatever reason,
no.
That's moving on up. But we do have our logo right up here, Bantha Milk Podcast, back
Bantha
at
Milk
you.
Podcast
for once again. And so this is what episode 9000 now.
Not 58.
Right.
Yes.
So if this is your first one, you know, go
yes.
back and watch other 57 tomorrow. But
yes,
you can,
all of them.
You can go ahead. And, yeah, I mean, I
in
think
one
if
day,
you started at midnight.
Yep.
They're about an hour or two long, so
yep.
you could be done by the weekend.
You could, yeah. I was going to say, just watch it at double speed, and you can watch all
oh,
of them.
Oh, I
in
forgot. Some
hours.
People do the podcast
yes.
at double speed thing.
Yeah,
I don't
double
do that.
Speed it. Yep.
So, yeah, I guess we should start. We're just kind
so,
of rambling
I know.
Here.
So let's.
So it's been. We're here to talk about obviously the most recent episode of the Book of Boba Fett, which
yes.
is really the most recent episode of The Mandalorian, which is really the most recent episode of Ahsoka's
yes.
new. I don't know, it was a lot of things.
There was a lot of.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Let's do this. Let's start the awesomeness of this show with our awesome drink because we actually have a drink.
Yeah. So
to
if
do
you,
here,
if you remember, we are called Bantha Milk Podcast,
yes.
and that's supposed to mean you send us drink recipes about Star Wars, and we drink them, but you don't. So we just drink some whiskey.
So we
and
drink
stuff.
Some whiskey and stuff.
But,
and I made up my own drink. It's
but,
called Corona.
Yeah. This is just you know.
Yeah.
Cheers to the past 2 years, right?
That's no, right.
What
no.
are we going to do to this Corona?
So we're also celebrating the fact that we're on TikTok.
Apparently
we're on TikTok.
That's a thing.
Yes.
We're not sure how to go to Instagram Live,
nope.
but we've got a TikTok
we have
because
a TikTok.
One of us has a adolescent daughter.
Yes,
that's
who,
how
who
it happens.
Wanted more followers on her TikTok page, so she created
oh, is that what it was?
Something like that.
Wow.
So she created TikTok for us, and she said, "What do you want it under?" And I said, "No, I'm never going to do a TikTok by myself." So then I said, "Do it for Bantha Milk Podcast." So we're at TikTok at Bantha Milk Podcast.
Check us out.
Check it out. We have
I'll
three more followers,
there.
And they're all my family
I'll
right
put
now,
on
so.
My Boba Fett helmet, and
yep.
I'll do the Renegade, which is like 2 years too late. Oh, I like that. Doug said you have to watch all of our podcasts to get the official canon, which
yes.
means that our podcast now has canon to
we
it.
Have canon
right?
To
you got to You got to know like the extended the expanded universe. You got to know all the characters because
yep.
obviously
yeah,
we have different
Kyle.
Characters. There's Kyle. There's Yoodle. There's Norman.
Norman. Yeah, you got to know all of them.
Yeah. Only the OGs know. Doug's
that's
an
right.
OG.
Doug is an OG. Knows all the real stuff.
That's right. So it's been a rough day. So can
it
you
has.
Please tell me how I can drink this?
Yeah. So here's how you can drink this. So what we're going to do, this is the TikTok Tatooine Sunset Drink. So it starts with a Corona.
Oh, I guess these aren't twist tops, huh?
No, they're not twist tops.
All right, I got you.
It starts with a Corona. So you have to start with that. Then you have to drink some off the top.
Shalom.
Cheers.
How much are we talking? Uh-oh. Mm. Uh-oh, we got some bubbles.
I think from what I saw, like, oh, you didn't do a good job. Not
no.
as well as
I'm not,
I did.
I'm not a big beer drinker.
No. So I think we have to go
but
to
But do we
there.
Have to talk about the last time you poured a beer on
I
the
know, yeah,
podcast?
I know, that was a mess. Yeah, that was a mess. So then I have to add a whole bunch of things to it.
Oh,
so,
and you got a funnel. Look at you.
I do have
you
a funnel.
Prepared.
We're going to share the funnel. So in the funnel.
If there's anyone
start
I would
with,
share a funnel with, it would be you, Rob.
It would be me. Start with one shot of vodka. Pour that in there. Swink.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of... see? Look at that.
Woo!
You got to... It's yeah. a good thing nobody could see that.
Yeah.
So there
oh,
we
boy.
Go.
I
so,
might take just one more sip
yeah.
after seeing what
yeah,
happened
after
to you.
Seeing, so you yeah. want to... You might want to take a little bit more than just to.
So we're about there. I think you were about at the top.
So you can free up some more space because you have to add some more stuff into it, and I don't know how much more stuff, but
we're gonna find out.
We're gonna find out, yeah. Because on TikTok they just do it real fast and they don't tell you measurements or anything like that. So, so you got that, and then go ahead and throw some OJ in there.
OJ. Is it pulp?
It's pulp free.
Pulp free. Thank goodness.
Yes.
If this had pulp in it, I'd leave right now.
Yes.
How much OJ are we talking?
I don't know. Okay. Until it turns orange.
That's fair. It's Corona. It's kind of already orange.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, spilling a little. That's looking okay, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we still got to shovel lime and stuff in there.
We got to shovel lime and some grenadine as well. So.
There you go. Yeah. So the name of this. What is the name of this here?
This is the TikTok Sunset.
The TikTok Sunset.
But since we're on Tatooine all the time. Renaming it the TikTok Tatooine Sunset.
TikTok Tatooine Sunset.
Yeah, so go
and
ahead
that
and throw some
is
grenadine
alliteration
in
right
yes,
there.
Yes, that sure is.
All right, so.
Once you're done putting that in, then I will take your funnel back from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's all you. Here we go. Not too much because grenadine
some color.
Is viscous. There we go.
There you go.
Ooh,
looks fancy.
We should have videotaped that. That
we
should
have. So I'll make sure that on my end, I turn the camera down a little bit. Can I have said funnel?
Yeah, you can have said funnel.
Excellent.
And if you're making this along with us at home, you're just going to have to guess all the things we're doing.
Yeah,
because
you know, so here we go.
Life
so
goes on.
Put some OJ in here.
Taran Star says this sounds good. I got to tell you, I'm already pretty excited about it. So this is the color of it on my end so far. We got some red on the bottom. We got some orange on the top. And we're not even done.
My OJ is like sitting. Interesting.
Wow, yeah, it's kind of sitting at the top.
It's sitting at the top. Very cool. Taran Star, you know stuff about drinking and stuff, so why is it sitting on top there, Miss Star? And then I'm going to do a little bit of that there grenadine as well.
That there grenadine.
That there grenadine. There we go. Ooh. Oh, the grenadine pulls all the orange juice down. Look at that. It's now...
You ever feel
it's like
that
a science
in
experiment.
Your own life, though?
Yes.
Like grenadine is just pulling you down?
Grenadine is pulling you down. After your day today,
yeah.
Grenadine is pulling you
lots
down.
Lots of grenadine all day today.
All right. So now let's get rid of all the extra stuff. So
right.
Don't
all the
spill
excess.
Everything.
Yeah. Where's the vodka top?
Right here. Wachow.
Anyway.
And then top it off with some lime juice.
Oh, lime juice.
And you can... I cut up half of limes and also some thin slices of limes. So we could put a little juice in there and then squeeze in a lime like a regular Corona would.
All right. All right.
So here's the limers there for you.
Limers.
Limers. Limey.
Here's lime.
Yep.
Blimey.
Blimey.
It's blimey. It's limey. All right.
All
here
right.
Here we go. This is squirty. Oh, there it is.
There we go.
Triple drabble.
I'm going to drip all over the place.
Switch. Never mind. Hey.
Michael Scott in the house.
Yes, indeed. All right. All right. Here it comes. Oh, that looks nice in the camera. Look at that
there
right
go.
There. Right. So
pretty colors.
See that right there?
Tripping. Okay.
Oh, no. Rob, don't trip all over our studio. Yeah, we're. Oh, wow. Look at that. Got a little fizzing action. All right. This is going to be a decent drink. I can already tell. We are going to talk Star Wars in a minute. Promise
y'all.
I
promise.
Taran Star had to run.
Okay, good.
Taran Star is like, you know, I came here for Star Wars, y'all.
Believe me, she did not come here for Star Wars. Actually, no, I take that back. Taran likes Star Wars.
All right, so we've got the Corona,
we've got
the vodka, we've got the grenadine, we've got the lime juice, we've got the orange juice, we've got the lime.
We've got the lime. We got it
so
all.
Are we supposed to like kind of shake it up a little bit?
Like, I think like, you know.
Like one of these with
your
finger in it.
And
kinda...
Yeah. I used to, back in the day, although this is pretty full. There we go. You put your thumb in it.
Ah, yeah, look at that.
Put your thumb in it and you can hold it all the way upside down. Boom. Boom. Look at that. Shake up that Corona. Don't do it too much.
Hold on. Stay.
There we go.
I think we're all right. Good. Here we go. Cheers.
All right. Cheers, my friend.
Time.
There we go. Bantha milk.
Well, I have to say that is refreshing.
It is refreshing.
I don't mind that at all.
No.
So
you don't taste the vodka.
No. In our grand scheme of things, I would put this firmly above... our middle layer. So that would be above the Ewok.
Above the Ewok.
Above the Porg. And above Chewie. Chewie's one of the good ones.
Chewie's the third one, yeah.
Is it Chewie?
Yeah, so it's like, it's Yoda, Leia, Chewie, Ewok, Porg, and then Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar. I forgot about Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks all the way at the bottom.
We've got Colaby. Colaby? Colaby has joined us. What's up, Colaby?
Hello, Colaby.
So, yeah, this is pretty good. I would plant this. It's between a Chewie and a Leia, for sure. It's on the upper end.
Yeah, maybe like a really cool Chewie before a low Leia.
Yeah, like Chewie, like in the mud pits, like when
right.
Han first
when you
meets
first
him,
meet
when
Chewie?
He's terrifying and
uh-huh.
throwing Han around. Yeah, it's a good Chewie.
It's a good Chewie. All so right, there we go. So that's some.
This is our Tatooine TikTok.
TikTok Tatooine Sunset.
T-T-T, other T words.
Something Corona drink.
Yeah, I like it. I guess we can continue to sip on this while we talk about some other stuff.
While we talk about some other stuff. So, after you need to do a recipe ranking of the drinks over... We did that.
I think we did, like our 12th or 13th episode, we did it like a ranking of the shows, or the drinks.
Then we ran out of cool drinks and just started drinking different beers, and Nick just kept bringing... Bullet over and over again. So it was
that's
really
my
hard
go-to.
To,
you know,
it was hard to rank it when it was the same drink. Time
yeah.
After
so
time.
So it's
time
now it's now time after. Oh, we're gonna get. A
oh,
DCM
we don't want
to
get yeah DCM
we're
again.
Gonna, we got demonetized a couple episodes ago. Yeah. So y'all got to start sending us some drinks. So this is your homework. Go send us some Star Wars drinks.
Yeah. So we could. I mean, we could do a recap. But what was the green one?
Giggling.
Giggling Yoda. Was the worst one ever.
Giggling.
Never.
Yoda.
Go on Giggling Yoda. That's
all
right.
Right.
All right. So we also have something new planned because on February 7th, which is next Monday, we're going to have a special episode because, and I want to get everything right here.
I want to as well.
Yes. For Star Wars Podcast Day. Star Wars Podcast Day will be on February 7th. Please mention the reasons we are choosing this date. It's the 23rd anniversary of Jedi Talk, the very first Star Wars related podcast, which premiered back on February 7th, 1999. So that's why we're doing it on that day, because that's the day of the very first one. So we're going to do a special one on that day, and... After watching today's episode, I had the ingenious idea popped into my head. Last year, we tried to do the March Madness of Star Wars characters.
Yes, yes.
This time, for this one episode only, we are going to do a Star Wars All-Star game.
Oh, yes,
so
indeed.
So here's what I came up with. And anybody in the chat or... You know, send us an email. Oh, you know, we didn't even do any of our social meds. We'll
yeah, the problem
right.
is I'm not supposed to introduce it anymore because it never flows well when I do it. So
right.
I was like,
so you're waiting for me to introduce it, and I'm not right. doing it. So we'll talk about the All-Star game, and then after we talk about the All-Star game, then we can talk about the social meds and where you can send us all this information. Because, so for the All-Star game, I had, you know, pick your All-Star lineup. All right. Now, it would be easy just to do, you know, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, you know,
sure.
Princess Leia. That's easy because they're like, but it becomes a lot harder. If you look at like the baseball All-Star game or even the NBA All-Star game, like you have one player representing each team.
Right.
So we're going to have one person from the light side and one person from the dark side representing the two, well, they would be the two different teams who would play the light side versus the dark side from all the different genres. So like
all the different mediums right, of
yeah.
Star Wars. Episode one.
Episode 1.
Episode 2.
Or I was thinking like 1 through 3.
Okay, so the prequel trilogy, like your big kahuna from there. And then the sequel trilogy, and then maybe the original trilogy.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and then the whatever the last trilogy.
Doug is giving our drink ranking system crap on our chat. And that saying that we need a new flowchart.
Okay.
I think part of the charm of our ranking system is the convolution.
Yes.
But you're right. It is a mess.
And not only is it a mess, but then as we rank each one, we change it every time anyway. So
yeah.
It's like...
It's like pirate code. It's more like guidelines.
Yes, yes. Because it's like guidelines. I made this beautiful thing with all these... And then the next time we're like, yeah, none of those, but maybe a different Princess Leia. And I'm like, okay, all these... 3 hours I spent making this, and we throw right out the door right away. So
he really did spend a lot of time.
I did
on it too.
Making all those pictures. So if you find the pictures, it was a good effort there. So, episodes 1 through 3, 4 through 6, 7 through 9, And then I was thinking, like, the Clone Wars, the series, like, one person from the good side and bad side from Clone Wars,
now,
the series.
Now, I think part of the caveat here has to be that you can only pick one from each, but you can't pick the same. So it can't be, pick, like, Anakin from the prequel series and Darth Vader from, you know, like,
right, yeah.
I guess that wouldn't count, but, like,
Anakin,
you
know,
Yoda
from Clone Wars.
Yoda, or, like, right, yeah. You know, you can't do that,
yeah,
right?
Yoda, so, during the Clone Wars.
Choose
Yoda
wisely.
Through four. Yeah, so choose wisely for which one. Star Wars, the Solo, Rogue One, the video games. As a whole, because
as soon as I saw that, and I already knew who at least my dark side pick would be.
Okay.
Light side's tough because they don't like necessarily feature in the video games. Like, oh, look at this amazing. That's not true though, because they've got Cal Kestis and he's doing pretty well. It'll be interesting to see what people come up with.
Yeah, so that would be pretty interesting. And then the Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, and then I said if you want to dig deep. You can even try and find somebody on the light side and the dark side from the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to use Wilford Brimley because he's too OP. he's overpowered. He's off limits. He wouldn't be from
the
Holiday
Special,
right?
Yeah,
he'd be Wilford
from the
Ewok Adventures,
from the Ewok,
right?
Adventures. Yeah, Wilford Brimley would be the captain, and he would just be like dunking or whatever on everybody. He would just be the best one ever. So I was thinking of doing this. I'm going to put out tomorrow on any of our social medias, on our Facebook page and on Sacred Jedi Texts.
Which is facebook.com/groups/Sacred Jedi Texts.
Yes, we're going to put it on there. So that words. And then like a Google form for you to try and fill out as best as you can. And then on that day, Nick and I will give you our rankings, and we'll see how many of your rankings matched up with our rankings.
And then we'll ask you who you think would win.
Yes.
My team or Rob's team.
The light team or the dark.
And
yes.
I think I'm going to go ahead and take the dark just because I've had a dark day.
You've had a dark day, so
and
you're feeling
I'm
very
in
dark.
A dark mood.
I understand. Right. It makes perfect sense. So speaking of that, let's tell them all the different places that they can find us. Nick, why don't you go ahead and tell us?
Hey, if you're interested in more Star Wars info, want to chat, or even want to send us some Star Wars drink recipes, please be sure to check us out on all of our social media platforms. You can catch us on Instagram and Facebook at Bantha Milk Podcast, Twitter at Bantha Milk. You can email us at BanthaMilkPodcast@gmail.com, or even check out our website, BanthaMilkPodcast.com.
And don't forget to check out our sister podcast over at the Ears Up Network. Our friends over at Ears Up help us a whole lot, so give them and their many shows a listen. Their shows include Ears Up, Ears Up in Depth, The Supreme Resort, and Scraping the Vault. Also be sure to check out their Patreon at patreon.com/earswithaZup. For as little as $2 a month, you can help support our show. Any donations sent their way directly help us here at Bantha Milk Podcast and comes with great perks. So please check them out today.
That's right. Check them out today.
Right now.
Speaking of them and check them out today, Dan from Scraping the Vault and Taco Supreme, there was a meme somebody posted on our Sacred Jedi Text of somebody who had a horse wagon, a horse trailer, that they painted to look like Boba Fett's helmet.
A horse? Yeah, is that what you took to school when you were a kid?
Yes. I walked uphill both ways when I was a kid. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have buses or anything like that.
You had to carry all your rocks that you would chisel.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yes,
sorry.
They were all my toys.
This is Rob's old sort of day.
Yes.
I apologize. Anyway, go on. Yes.
But anyway, so Dan said, "Oh, I see you painted the trailer that we record our studio trailer." Because they always tease us that we are recording in the trailer out back of the Ears Up studio. So he said
yes,
that it was in
the
horse trailer, got a new paint job. So yes. Yes, we did, Dan. Yes, we did.
Yes, indeed.
Speaking of that, I have one news article for you.
Ooh.
Because I find it very funny. Where's the news? Star Wars. Oh, whatever. I can't find Star Wars.
Sorry,
right
Mr. Bacon.
Sorry, Mr. Bacon. We'll come back to that later. Star Wars news.
Ding, 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 ding. Star Wars news. Bwomp.
Bwomp. So we talked about this a lot. The Star Wars hotel at Disney World.
Right.
Roughly $5,000 for three nights. Two nights, 3 days.
Just out of my price range.
Just slightly by $4,500 out of our price range.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Disney, they're going to find ways to get more money out of you.
Sure, sure.
Just released, and so this is funny, I almost want to do this just to get this, but you can now buy clothes that you can wear for your 2-day trip while you're on the Galactic Star Cruiser
that are Star Wars themed clothes.
Am I not allowed to wear my regular clothes?
No, you have to dress as the part. Oh, okay. You are part of Tony and Tina's wedding.
Right.
You have to dress like a Star Wars person.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, Star Wars formal tunic for kids, $50.
Formal
tunic.
Tunic.
Mm-hmm. For kids, $50. Don't worry, they have for adults also.
Oh, no. Hold on. Sorry, this is what happens when I use my computer for things. I wanted to go ahead and share it, but if I share it, it makes all sorts of noise on the computer.
It makes all kinds of crazy noises. Star Wars formal tunic for adults, $20 more, $70 for a tunic. You want to dress like Princess Leia with her pretty white dress? No problem. If you're a kid or if you're an adult, it's only $125. If you're a kid, bonus, $99. So, not only are you dropping $5,000 for two nights in Tony and Tina's wedding on Tatooine.
Oh, Tony and Tina's wedding on Tatooine.
There you go.
Tony and Tina tie the knot on Tatooine.
They sure do. But now you can dress and be a part of the actual wedding for $100 or so. Yeah.
Doug says it's less than he thought.
I thought for sure it was going to be more money as well.
Oh, Brian is here. Yeah, sorry, Brian. We didn't get to play your news music for this. We tried to find it. Our tech guy, which is Mike. Mike, our tech guy, didn't come in
our
today.
Our producer, yes.
That's right.
Our producer for the show did not come in today, and I'm trying to like look it up. Still can't find it. Sorry about that. Next time.
We'll put it in post.
Yes, we will put it in post.
We'll do it live.
So, yeah. So, if you want to dress the part... He said, yes, but we could wear that so many places.
That's
true. Kind of like the Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah.
Everybody in Disney World wears the Mickey Mouse ears, but as soon as you walk off property, the ears go in the drawer. And it's like, never mind, I'm not wearing this ever again.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. Why would you?
Who's that dude walking in Walmart, wearing their Mickey Mouse ears?
In Cherry Hill, New Jersey, wearing Mickey Mouse ears. So, yes. So, don't worry. You can dress the part now. So, here's the funny thing about it. You can only order it if you have reservations. But a lot of people recently have been canceling their reservations because they've been seeing some of the stuff that some of the really cool things, which are not as cool as what they thought they were going to be.
Right.
So they're for $5,000, they're like, forget it. I can buy an Oculus for $200 or $300.
True. And walk around and
do it so much cooler in VR. So I want somebody, maybe Doug will do this for us.
Doug does have VR.
He does. So Doug, since you have VR, here's what I want you to do. Make a reservation for the hotel just so that you can buy the clothes, because you can buy the clothes 60 days before your reservation.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Once the clothes
come. So far, he's only like $5,200 in the hole.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Once the clothes come, cancel your reservation.
All right.
So then, boom, you get your $5,000.
Well,
back.
Is there a cancellation fee?
Probably. I don't think so. I don't know.
All right.
It looks like boo-boo for $5,000.
Bantha poodoo, am I right?
Yes, that is true. So, yeah, so that's what I want you to do, Doug, is get a reservation, buy the clothes, cancel, and then keep the clothes.
Yeah. And send us your receipts.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So we can look at them.
We will bill them to ears up.
That's right. Jason will be so glad to
hear
it. Jason
will be. We'll just send him an envelope.
Listen, Jason, you said if we needed anything. Mm-hmm.
We needed reservations for two to the hotel.
So, yeah. Oh boy!
So there we go. So that's the end
Star
of the news.
Wars
that's
news.
All I have. Star Wars news.
There it
news.
Is. And we're gonna parlay this directly into an advertisement.
Yes, because we're gonna go right to a commercial break, and after this break, we'll be right back.
That was a delight. Anyway, someone has to take one for the.
Thank you, Doug, for taking the hit for the team.
I feel good having you take that burden
that
on
is
for
right.
us.
Thank you very much, Doug, for doing that.
But obviously, you're here. The real reason you're here,
that's
aside
right.
from the fact that Rob's beard has made yet another appearance.
Yeah,
this is the longest you've had your beard in a while.
Yeah,
I mean, like not longest, but like the longest time.
Yeah.
I remember you keeping the beard for a long time.
And I mean, I trimmed it up a little bit. I don't know. I'm like. It's at that point where I can play with it, so it's, like, fun now. So
yeah,
I'm like
man.
Debating, like,
that's the
you
stuff.
Know, whatever. So whatever.
Rob's beard is now an official new co-host for the show here. So.
It sure is.
I just feel like if you shave the beard, then what?
Then we're down. What? Then we have to go back to the
Banter
monkey.
Beskar and Bantha Milk podcast. Yeah, right. Your Kawiki and spider
monkey
over here.
This little fellow.
Why not both? Por que no los dos?
True.
But you did come here for, you know, by the way, there will be spoilers here on out. We're going to be talking Book of Boba Fett, Chapter Chapter 6 or Mandalorian Chapter 20 or whatever. Again, a lot of Peg and her big complaint was she loved the episode, but she's like, this is not the Book of Boba Fett. And it is kind of shocking, and I'm not too worried about
it. Hey, Boba Fett made an appearance.
You're right, more than last week for sure. But like, it is interesting because I thought it was a great episode and I'm not mad about it, but it's like, you really couldn't fill an entire season about this character we've all wanted so much from with just stories about Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Like, you had to bring in other, like, it just seems like.
Like, he's, so, spoiler, chapter 6, we're breaking it down.
That's it, right now.
Right now,
so,
that's it. So, there we
this
go.
This is your last chance.
So, this is the all-star team of the Mandalorian era.
For real.
Everybody, including Boba Fett, is in this. We have Cobb Vanth.
Cobb Vanth right away.
Makes
first guy we see.
Right away. And let me tell you, Timothy Oliphant.
You mean Danny
skinny.
Cordray?
Danny Cordray.
Yeah.
Look,
of Osprey paper.
Look, I understand why he didn't go out with Pam again, because he is that cool that he can stand still and his hair flaps around even though there's no wind going on there.
Yeah.
So he is that cool.
Also,
so
he thought she was kind of dorky.
She was kind of dorky, yeah. And he is not.
No.
So we see him and then the deputy. And I loved, as soon as I saw the deputy, I was like,
that
he's going to die.
Yeah, he's done. He's a red shirt.
<He's done.
laughs> Yep. I think it was Bill. He was saying, yeah, the Chekhov's gun there was, that's my deputy. He's a little jumpy.
Okay. See ya. You're done.
And towards the end of the episode, when we see it happen, I'm like, he's walking out here so Danny Cordray doesn't have to die.
Yeah.
Because
There's
no way they're killing him
off.
No way
they're killing him off. He's not coming back for
this little blip.
Bit. Yeah, just to introduce another character. He's not coming back just to introduce another character.
Was a rad character.
All right, so it starts off. Let's just, you know, I kind of try and keep it in order, but we always jump around, which is fine.
Jump around.
And I have no jump around. Jump up and get
I
down.
Know that one.
You know that one. You
That's
wear clothes backwards,
times.
Right? Yeah,
That's
that
right.
is. They were your age, but during my times. Yes.
Indeed.
All right, so. We see the Pike guys, and they have their ice cream maker. It's wide open, full of gold coins.
Yes, indeed.
And they have a very decorative box, which I found, like, who puts their drugs in a decorative box like that?
I mean, if you're going to be bringing it to, like, a fancy, like, you know, rich people buy the expensive drugs,
right?
So, like, you know, if it's like a little bit of like, you know, an eighth of weed or something, is one thing. But this is like, oh, this is the great
thing.
This
is the good stuff.
So like, got to put it in a nice fancy box.
Got to put it in a nice fancy box.
Wonder how much that box cost.
I don't know.
Or maybe spice has to be transported in a certain material.
In a certain material, in a certain fancy box. I doubt it, too.
I think we're digging pretty deep.
Yeah, we're trying really too hard.
Really nice box.
Yeah. So we see them. Cobb Vanth comes out and goes, hey,
you. That was an Easter egg, that box, right?
That was an Easter egg.
Everything's an Easter egg.
Easter eggs. Well, the Cantooine was, or the Camtono, the Camtono is an Easter egg
to
running
Will,
of
Will
the
Row
Will Row Hood.
Hood.
The running of the hoods. Yep. Which, I mean, isn't it? Oh, whatever. We've gone down this Easter
the
egg
deputy,
tunnel.
Doug, I don't think they did give the deputy a name.
Later on, wait. It was he was listed as like Steve the Deputy.
That's his name.
That
it doesn't
was
matter.
His name.
Kyle the Mandalorian, Steve the Deputy.
Steve the Deputy, yeah.
I like it.
I'll find it later and let you know. But yeah, I think
he went through the desert on a horse with no
he
name.
He did. He went through the desert. That would be like if it was a throwback to some like old rock star or whatever. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
So whatever. Okay, so whatever. So then Cobb Vanth comes out being all cool and everything with his big old scarf. And, you know, they throw a message, you know, oh, you should have kept your armor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I should have. You know what else? You should have shut up, too.
That's right. But Cobb Vanth is pretty amazing, right?
We learn
he's got a quick draw.
Yeah.
And he's basically like, now see here.
Now
these
see
are
here.
My parts.
I'm the sheriff in these
I'm going to turn
parts.
The other way, but you're going to give me your bounty, and then you're going to walk.
You're
going to
mosey on out
happened,
of here. You're going to go off into the sunset.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
That's right.
A reenactment.
Oh, Deputy Scott. I was
Scott.
Close. Deputy Scott.
No, I like Steve better.
Yeah, I like Steve better.
Deputy
as
Steve.
Well. Deputy Steve.
As he will now be called in the Banthamilk canon.
Yep, canon for Banthamilk. He is Deputy Steve. So, yeah. So, Vanth is just super cool. I still think he's super cool, even without Boba Fett's armor.
I bet he's a heck of a paper
quick
salesman.
Quick draw. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. He's one heck of a paper salesman.
Yeah.
And he doesn't date nerdy people.
No.
His belt buckle, when he said, "These here stripes mean that I'm the mayor or the deputy."
Which is interesting
this.
That the stripes are on his belt. Like, why are you wearing your
He doesn't have a badge. He's got a belt. But they're the same stripes that you could have seen with the one we're not allowed to speak about, Cara Dune.
Oh, her.
When she got her badge from the the rebel pilot who said, "Want to be a rebel pilot?" But they had the same stripes at the bottom of that
Look at that.
Whatever it was called, the belt buckle. I don't know.
It's a badge.
Badge. That's
it. It's a badge buckle.
Yes. Currently. Yeah.
So they decide they want to shoot at him, and he says.
He says no dice.
No, and he shoots them all.
Yo, that was quick. Pew pew pew.
Oh yeah, which is amazing considering how slow his draw seemed to be at the end of this.
At the end of he was.
But
very,
I guess chalk that up to Steve distracting him.
Steve, he had a look at Steve. Stupid Steve.
Steve.
Steve, always ruining it. Steve.
It's always.
This is why we can't have nice things, Steve.
I've never met a Steve that has nice things.
No.
Because they're always doing this. Every Steve.
That's what they do every single
time. Every
Steve. Real.
Including you, Steve.
That's
anyway.
Right, Steve. Watching.
So anyway, he goes off and Vanth is like, well, it's Vanth, right? V-A-N-T-H.
Yeah.
Vanth is like, yeah, cool. That was whatever. And we move on.
And right? I like how he says, leave the spice. And they say that spice is worth more than the town. And he goes, well,
maybe I'll retire. That's right.
And then the one guy that's left flies away and he kicks over the spice.
Guess he's not retiring.
And spice looks a lot like cinnamon.
Yeah, it did look like just a giant crate of cinnamon.
Yeah.
I bet that's what they used, honestly.
It probably did. And then it all blew away because the wind picked up just as the box opened, which was very nice.
Yeah. Doug, I thought, so I as I was, you know, obviously I was just kind of being silly, but as I was watching the end of this, I did think to myself, you know, Cad Bane has successfully fought Jedi before, so you're really not going to have much of a chance with this dude unless you're pretty BA. So
yeah.
Cad Bane is a step above, but anyway, we're at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah. We didn't even meet Cad Bane yet.
Right. But I'm responding to our
my
fact
goodness,
checker. Goodness
fact
gracious.
Checker. How dare you tell us what happens at the end?
So
moving on. So then we go and we see, Din Djarin flying towards this nice, pretty, lush planet.
Sure.
Which some people are saying could be where the planet goes unnamed. Could this be on Anja Kloss, which was in Rise of Skywalker, which is where Rey was training? And
was lush, much like it.
Yes, and Luke gave Leia her Jedi training, which we didn't see Luke give Leia her Jedi training, but apparently
we did. Yeah, in the Last Jedi or the Rise of Skywalker.
Okay,
we see just the tail end. Remember, they're doing the whole run through the forest thing, and then we get to see that they're unmasked, and she's like, "I'm not going to finish my training because my son's going to be a bad guy."
Oh, right. Yes, yeah. And that was the
I do want to talk about later because I think it's relevant to this episode.
Okay,
but anyway,
I like it.
Our Asian correspondent has arrived.
Oh.
Joe, who's living out in Singapore.
12 hours ahead of time.
12 to 13 to 11, somewhere in there, hours ahead
of
time.
What's the lottery numbers there?
Yeah, right? How's the future?
How's the future?
I hope you have flying cars.
There you go.
so
12 hours.
12 hours from now.
Oh, my gosh. We developed flying cars.
Listen, man. A man can have dreams. All
they
right?
sure can.
It's been a rough day.
It has been a rough day.
So we see our boy in his new Nabooian starfighter.
Yeah, pretty cool.
He lands in this delightful area.
Right next to R2-D2, which...
Yeah, like, good call, man.
So I'm confused, and I'm just, you know, overlooking things, because that's what we do on this podcast, is just look too deeply into things,
sure.
Overthink things. So he knew, somehow he knew where Luke and... Baby Yoda are.
Little Norman.
Not quite sure how he knew, but somehow he knew. And not only did he know, but he knew the exact location that they were on this planet.
Yeah.
Even if it was a planet the size of New Jersey, it would still be hard to find.
Yeah, the scope of things in the Star Wars universe is really kind of overlooked.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I got to go find this bounty. All right. Well, he's somewhere in Jersey. That's a lot of people. I got to go find this bounty. He's one of the people on that planet.
Yeah, that's even more people.
Like,
but yet I'm going to fly right into the town right next to where he is.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but whatever. So he meets R2-D2.
And, you know,
and
as soon as you
go.
See R2, you're like, well, I know where this is going.
Yep, we need C-3PO.
That's it. And thankfully, we didn't see him or his red arm.
No, we did not see him at all.
But we
all.
Did see a bunch of ants. Big ant droids.
Yeah,
like.
So, you know, what's the Kenner is now making Android toys.
That's right.
So look for them this Christmas.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Androids, everything, anything.
Anything.
The little seat that they construct, you're going to be able to buy that for your home.
Yeah. I think there's a Lego set already the works. Speaking of that, there is a new Mandalorian helmet Lego set and Luke Skywalker's X-Wing helmet Lego set.
All right. Nice.
From the pictures that I've seen, I don't like the X-Wing helmet. It looks a little, the Mando helmet looks really cool. But then again, they already had it with, if you can see it all out there, with Boba's helmet. They just changed it to all silver pieces instead. But the Jedi X-Wing helmet is a little cheesy. But anyway, so the androids were fun.
Yeah, I
thought
them.
They were fun.
It's interesting, too, because you think, they're building a Jedi Academy. So my thought is, they would use the Force, but, it's a world where we have droids that do stuff for us. You don't have to use it. And of course they would. They set it and forget it. You don't have to do this. See ya. Sure.
Yeah, who needs a 3D printer when you can just have ant droids build it for you?
For real.
So it was pretty cool. So, so they were fun. And R2-D2 shut himself down. That was a cute little thing. Don't turn off.
Yep.
But
it is interesting. He greeted R2, hello, friend.
Hello,
considering how far he's come from his hatred for droids.
Hatred of droids, and now he's friends with R2.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend. But then again, even when he was in Amy Sedaris's hangar, he was like, okay, you droids can fix my ship that I'm going to blow up in the next episode.
Yep.
So then the house that they're building is obviously what it looks like will be the house that Luke Skywalker,
kids
love it. Yeah, that's their new one-room schoolhouse.
Yes.
For Jedis, the one-room schoolhouse for Jedis. And it also looks very similar to the one that we saw him in the episode 7, 8, 9, whatever, that on that other island with your porgs.
Yes. I was actually thinking when they were building it, it looks like the one where he kind of goes, stop, and the whole thing blows up.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same architecture. So I wonder if maybe in Luke's travels, he found some ancient blueprints for Jedi hovel/yurts.
It's like a yurt. It's like a stone yurt.
Yep.
And so that's, he just keeps building the same thing over and over again. Even though you have androids that can build really cool things for you, probably. Just build yurts.
It.
Yeah. So, and then we see our good friend, Baby Yoda, is sitting there in all of his cuteness.
Just hanging with Luke.
Hanging with Luke, impatient.
And again, I think we totally understand why episode 3 was so bad.
No Baby Yoda.
Well, I think it's because literally I think the CGI on the face for Luke was much better this time around than it was last season. And I think because of all that CGI, because of all the CGI from last episode, I think that they blew their budget on. They had a certain budget and they had to allocate it, and they decided we're gonna forego it for this episode.
Yes,
to make those episodes work.
I like that. That's a good way of.
That's my hope.
I think because they probably, like you said, they had X millions of dollars to spend, and they probably told them you spend $21 million an episode, but they said, look, it's going to cost $21 million just to CGI Luke's face for these two episodes.
Right.
So they said, well, you got to cut corners somewhere.
Apparently, I think it's saves $1 million per mile per hour slower. So they saved $1,000 million.
That's a lot of money. Our good friend Norman.
And Norman.
Here's Frogs.
They're having a meditation sesh.
They're meditating. And Norman, being the 50-year-old child that he is, says, dude, this meditation stuff is not for me.
That's boring.
There's frogs around.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
They smell good.
They smell good. They're distracting me. I'm going to put one in my mouth.
And so he's getting a little more control over his force.
Yes.
He's starting to understand that he can do these things, at will. The way they did Luke, first of all, it had to have been Mark Hamill doing the voice, right?
Yeah, it was definitely Mark Hamill.
And it's amazing because Mark Hamill's voice does not sound like that anymore. But he's a voice actor.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like him from Return of the Jedi. And it's just so bizarre. And I think it was Bill that was talking to me, and he was like, it's just so crazy that we get to watch this Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what I want. I want to see Luke Skywalker training a Jedi, and then Ahsoka coming and talking to him about his dad and stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, yes.
Yes.
This is what I want.
So, Ahsoka is considerably older than Luke. So does Ahsoka's species also age younger?
I would say
Yoda's species does?
Maybe not to the same degree, I was thinking the same thing, but like, you know, Ahsoka was pretty young when she was a Padawan. So you would, I mean, older for sure, but maybe only like 15 years older.
Right.
Or so
like
know?
Me
so,
to you older.
Oh, so well, yeah, sure. Yeah, so like,
yeah,
that's, I guess that's a lot, isn't it? No. So yeah, it's really not. I mean, I was thinking the same, but how old is, who's the Rosario Dawson? She's got to be in her 40s, right?
Maybe only in her 30s.
No, I'm in my 30s. She's not in her 30s. She's older than I am.
She's older than you. All right. So here's what I'm thinking also. Can we have a Ahsoka, Luke Skywalker, Super Force baby?
Ahsoka and Luke. You're shipping Ahsoka and
I
Luke.
I am. She was born in 79,
see
so
that
she's younger than me.
See that, youths? See I that know youths? The words. 79, 89, 99. Shipping. Yeah, that's 43.
Okay, so yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so
Ahsoka and Luke.
Let's say that
Luoka, Ahsoka, Luke,
Aluka Brasi.
Aluka Brasi
sleeps with the fishes.
No, in the mafia. All right, right. So Spaceball's a T-shirt. Okay, Doug is really merchandising us. Here we go. So while you guys are in the chat, figure out if we ship them together, what we would call them, Aluka. I don't know. Anywho. So, yeah. So, I want to ship them because I want a super Jedi baby.
Super Jedi baby.
Yes. I want a Jedi baby that will destroy Kylo Ren. Can't do that? Oh, darn it.
Well, wasn't Rey supposed to already be a super Jedi baby? Because she was like Palpatine's.
Boring.
Yeah, that's true.
She wasn't.
I still maintain that she should have died and Kylo Ren should have been the
or
last Skywalker.
I
or the
really
last Jedi.
Wanted her to be like a. Like Luke Skywalker's granddaughter.
Or like Obi-Wan's. Or
Obi-Wan's granddaughter and Luke's daughter. Like something like, I don't know, something weird, whatever.
Hold on. Obi-Wan's granddaughter and Luke's daughter, which you mean Obi-Wan's daughter and Luke had a baby.
Yes.
I see. All right, I could get with that.
Yes.
But that would mean Obi-Wan would have had to have a daughter.
Right.
So maybe at some point him and like.
When he's hanging out on Tatooine watching baby Luke grow up, he finds somebody, falls in love.
You
they
think
have
a Jawa?
A, baby. A Jawa.
Very furry.
They're very furry.
Even the women.
Even the women are just as furry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, there we go. So, it was going back to Baby Yoda and the
frogs.
Oh,
Brian says bring in Mara Jade. Good call. I'd love to see Mara Jade.
Yes. So, it was a funny callback. I'm not going to call them Easter eggs. A funny callback when Yoda was trying to, he lifted one frog and Luke was like, okay, I'll give you this little break here. Watch what I can do. Shwoop, and I lift up all the frogs.
Yep.
And then Yudel's eyes, like, it was really cool, his CGI eyes. He was like, what? Yep. Like, that was fun.
Yep.
So he was like, dude, that was so awesome. It was the same thing as when, you know, Yoda picked up the entire X-Wing when Luke couldn't do it.
Yep.
So that we have that. And as you mentioned, Luke Skywalker does look a lot better.
Yes. Yep, definitely this season. And, Doug, that's what I was thinking, too. I couldn't think of the name. Yeah, him and Duchess Satine, maybe.
Oh,
had,
yeah.
Like, a secret force baby that no one knew about.
That no one knew about, yes.
That would make that now, that would make that baby half Jedi, half Mandalorian.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That baby could wield the Darksaber much better than,
maybe than
Mando
Kyle.
Could.
Maybe.
So, speaking of last week's episode, I was talking to Tom, and he had some theories about that. He thinks that somehow Boba is going to get the Darksaber, and he's going to be able to wield it much better because he's more in tune with his emotions and able, because Mando kept fighting it because he didn't have any emotions because he's been trained to be emotionless.
I don't know if
and
I like that as much. I really want
softer, gentler
I really want
Boba.
Kyle. I really want Kyle to rise to the occasion.
I want Yudel to rise to the occasion.
Could
but
you imagine? Like, yeah. So, man, I don't like, because I want to jump ahead and talk about something.
Yeah,
but
the very end.
It makes you so upset when I do. Remind me, so like the whole Jedi Mandalorian thing.
Yeah, we'll
just
come back to that. We're getting there. Yes. And also Luke did use the same reference that Yoda used about being small.
Yep. And I like that he just straight up is like, they're not doing the whole, ooh, let's kind of talk about this person. No, he straight up said, you remind me of Yoda, man. Let's talk about Yoda. And
let's talk
like,
about
yes.
Yoda. Tell me about Yoda.
Right?
Do you know any other
he
Yodas?
He talked in riddles.
Yes. Size matters not.
That's right.
But yeah, so he was trying to get more details from Yoda. And he knew nothing either. So nobody knows about Yoda's species at all. Size matters not. And when we watched that, I was watching it with my daughter, and she said, that's what the boys at school say.
Oh, no.
Yep. Womp, middle schoolers. Womp. Womp, womp, womp. Okay, so, yeah. So then Luke, I like how he uses the Force memory on him.
Doug says, I think Boba is emotionless because the actor is bad, not canon reasons, which is fair.
That is true.
Definitely fair.
Yes.
What annoyed me a little bit about the memory unlocking thing is, like, literally he says, do you want to remember? And then, right. like, we're like, okay. And then he puts his hand on his head, and he's like, and we're like, oh, okay, so he's going to use the Force and unlock his memories. Yeah. And then he goes, let me help you remember. I'm like, we know that. You don't have to say it.
You don't have to spell it like, out for
it,
us.
It does seem a little bit like they're like, well, our audience is too stupid, so let's let them know what we're doing. Like,
some people don't know what the Force is. Yeah. They never heard of it before.
Let me help you. Like, I get it, Luke. You're gonna use the Force here. We've seen the movies.
You're going to do a Jedi mind trick on us. That's cool.
But and it was cool seeing that scene from Order 66 with the three. Again, you got to wonder, number one, who are those three that are defending Grogu?
Yeah, who are those Jedi?
Number two, why is he being defended like that? And three, like, what happens next? Because they all die,
yeah.
right? So there's got to be something that happens next.
Exactly, because, like, now, those three Jedi didn't necessarily, in my opinion, I didn't see it as they were defending Baby Yoda. I saw it as
they were just defending,
themselves, and he was just sitting there watching because he was an infant. He's
sure,
a toddler.
Sure.
You know, so that's how I took it. But other people also said, you know, who are these people that were defending him? And then we see that, but we see he blacks out or whatever, right as one of the clone troopers comes near him.
And it is like, I think last episode we were talking about the flashback to the Siege of Mandalore when we had the K2 droids just shooting randomly at the floor.
Randomly at nothing, yeah.
And yet here, and I was saying, oh, I guess it's because of Disney, and yet here we have Jedi on the floor, and they're just like, bam, 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 bam.
They're making sure the Jedi are dead.
Yeah, double tap, bam, bam.
Gotta make
rule
sure.
Number one, double tap.
Double tap. Don't let him re-heal while he's laying there. Double tap him, done. So, yeah. Then we go back, and we are back to Mando now waking up from his slumber on his custom-made bench by the ant people, and he's awoken not by Luke, but by Ahsoka.
Our girl
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka Ano.
Yes. And she says that she's friends of the family.
Again, like, I love it. Like, again, later on when she's like, oh, you're like your dad, it's just like, ah. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know Darth Vader.
Yeah, you knew Darth Vader before Darth Vader. Yeah.
Like, this is Luke Skywalker, but, like, you were trained by the one, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, you were trained by the original. So
the OG.
The OG. And then, you know, she convinces Mando not to go to Grogu.
Because, and it, God. Pedro Pascal played this scene heartbreakingly, man. Like,
he did.
You could hear it in his voice. He was like, I came all this way.
But I came all this
He's
way.
He's right there.
I can't. I just
it was
give
so
him a
sad.
Hug.
Like, I just, honestly, I felt for him. Like, oh, you got, like, go pet the puppy.
Yeah, exactly.
Go pet the puppy. He's right there.
You drive 4 hours to see the puppy, and he's behind plastic, and you're like, I can't get to him.
Can you give him his
can you
favorite
give him,
treat for me?
Can you give him his little,
this
my
is
little
his,
treat?
This is his favorite squeaky toy. It will protect him.
It will protect him.
God, it was heartbreaking. But
it
yeah,
was heartbreaking.
So Ahsoka. Now, again, this is a big stress on, that's one of the bigger stresses this episode was the fact that, you know, we're teaching you to be a Jedi, and the Jedi way is to not be attached.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to...
Which I find it very interesting. They talked about it even last week, how, you know, the Mandalorian way is to stick together.
Yep.
And the Jedi way is to not get attached.
Yep. So now I'm going to just barge through it because we're talking about it. Sorry.
Do it.
Like, again, we're faced at the end of this episode where he you know, says, hey, Grogu, here's your choice. You know, you got to do this or that because that's the Jedi way.
That's the Jedi way.
It is my hope and my prediction, and we'll see if it happens this way, that Grogu's going to pick the Mando.
Right.
And going to go to the Mando, and Luke is going to go, well, maybe the Jedi way is wrong. Because here's why I think that. Because, like, I think he's right now he's going by, like, this is the way it's done. I've never taught anyone, so like,
yeah,
I'm going to do it the way it was. And then he's going to realize that like the Jedi are gone, and there's a reason they're gone, is because some of their rules and stuff were outdated. Now, we know that Leia stopped her training because she saw that her son was going to lead to darkness.
Right.
So she had a son during her Jedi training.
Yes. Right. Which, this is, you know, years later. The Jedi way. The Jedi way is to not do that. Yes.
So my hope and my prediction is that through this choice, when he's going to put on the chainmail vest and go to the Mando, at some point we're going to see Grogu, the Mandalorian Jedi, and that's going to be a thing.
I was hoping Grogu just goes, you know what? I'm not going to follow your rules. And he goes like this and uses the Force and picks up both of them.
That's right. They're mine now. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm Grogu. I guess we'll find out next week. In only 7 days from now, we'll find out.
So
it's definitely interesting that, and it's interesting that Luke really gave him that ultimatum.
Yeah.
Was like, no, you got to pick one.
Yep.
You're 50. Time to pick one. Let's go.
Listen, bro. You're not 40 anymore.
Yeah, you're not 40 anymore. You're 50 now.
It's time we put on our big boy pants.
And when Luke kept force walking him along.
Loved it.
Which was
my favorite part of the entire
episode. It was so funny. And he's doing that whole Jedi training thing where he's balancing on one foot because, you know, Luke was doing it on one hand. And it just reminded me a lot more of like the Karate Kid more than Luke Skywalker doing it. But look, he's now no longer captive. Could somebody get him some other type of clothes?
Aside from the potato
other
sack.
Other than a potato sack? Come on, man.
Yeah, it's like you're asking the kid to jump, and he's got like layers upon layers over his feet.
Yeah, of all his burlap bags all over him. Like, come on, give
it. Uncool.
You have a really cool black outfit on, form-fitting, looks really nice. You couldn't have stopped at a tailor and said, here, get this kid a cute suit.
Just anything. That's not this sack.
Bag. So I was like, all right, whatever. But yeah, so going back in time to where we left off, they do use the word Padawan for Baby Yoda.
Indeed.
So we're throwing that back out there.
Right, Youngling versus Padawan.
And then they Grogu. And Luke's backpack was just like Easter egg, boo, 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 just like the Yoda, backpack.
You gotta put on
your put that
thing,
sound effect
just
on
like
there.
What is that, a vuvuzela? Or, no, that's like a whatever the soccer
the air
horn,
horn,
the air
yeah,
horn.
Yeah,
right. Whenever we have an Easter egg, just do 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 do.
Yeah.
For next episode,
next
we will
episode,
have that
will have,
guaranteed.
And believe me, you'll be hearing it 1,000 times.
Yes, indeed.
So
Easter egg.
Easter egg. So that was fun. Yeah. So that was fun with him.
What was that? Oh, the bag.
The
so
backpack,
literally,
and he was doing, he goes, have some, watch this, let's have some fun.
Yep.
And he's doing flips and everything
just like he did
when he was on Dagobah.
Now, when Pagan was watching it, she was like, wait, shouldn't he be on Grogu's back? He's training him.
He's training him, yeah.
Oh, that would be a sight to behold.
And then Grogu doing his force jumping and training with the
droid,
remote.
Man, that first shot. Wow.
He's like,
I was like, dude, uncool.
And then what does he say to him? He says, get up. There is no try. Do or do not. You're trying. Don't try. Just do all that good stuff. All those Easter eggs. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah. So that was fun. And I'm just skipping through to make sure that I don't miss anything. Ahsoka repeats a Darth Vader quote. I was, but I am the learner. Now I am the master. Was Darth Vader's words, and she says, sometimes
worried.
The student guides the master.
Yeah, which honestly is a little ballsy of her.
Yeah.
She's like, you're the master, sometimes they need a little help, just like your dad did.
Just like your dad, need a little help, you're going to take care of me.
Yep.
I was too rambunctious for him.
That's true.
And then we go back, Din Djarin leaves, and as Din Djarin leaves, little Yoodle goes, my friend, don't leave me.
Yeah.
And then he flies off back to Tatooine, back into the bottom entranceway that we saw the Boba Fett ship, the Slave One. I'm sorry.
The Fire Spray Star Cruiser ship
of mine. Yeah. back he flies back into there. And then we see Boba Fett.
Finally.
In
this
the book
the
of Boba
time
Fett.
In an episode and a half.
27 minutes in, we see Boba Fett.
That's right. For 13 seconds.
Yeah, Fennec Shand's doing all the talking. Boba Fett just nodding. Yep, this is the way.
Yep. This is definitely the way.
This is definitely the way. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I love the next scene with the Jawas.
Yeah.
When he's flying around.
Oh, hey, dude.
Hey.
good to see you, man.
They're the giant.
We made that.
Krayt
we helped
dragon.
You with that. Yeah, the Krayt dragon skull just like
how
on top of
how did they get it up there? Because that thing was monstrous.
I would imagine winches and pulleys had to be involved.
Lots of winches and pulleys. And those, they had to be strong pulleys because those Jawas are not very big.
No, and no matter how strong they might be for their size, still, like, all you can do is...
Yeah.
Like, how they don't got long arms.
They don't have long arms. They
maybe they have a Jedi. Maybe they have a Jawa Jedi.
A Jawa Jedi.
Wait, I'm almost positive there was a Jawa Jedi in the extended universe.
There's got to be at
someone look
one.
That up for me. Doug, you're in the chat still, right? I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive. I know there was a sand person Sith, I think. He was a former Jedi, and he went to the dark side, and he became a Tusken Raider. But I thought there was a Jawa Jedi. I could be wrong.
It could be wrong. What's your friend from Singapore?
Oh, Joe.
Joe, he already looked it up for us because he's 12 hours ahead of us.
He sent it to us like 10 minutes ago. You didn't get it? It's in your email.
It's in your email. Check your email. So that made me laugh that there was the giant Krayt dragon head. And then did you also see the Krayt dragon ribs inside of Cobb Vanth's bar? Like inside of the bar there was like the rib cage of the Krayt dragon that they jointly killed together. What would that be? Another Easter egg. Pew pew ooh, pew. Ooh. All right. So the bartender looked different to me.
Akial, is that with the Jawa?
Repulsor
lifts for the skull, right? We need all of our in-universe canon actual scientific. Is the Jawa? I knew it. All right, I was
there
right.
You go.
There we go. Thank you, Doug, our resident fact checker. He's
he
been
did.
Here
he
since
looked
the beginning.
It up for us.
Appreciate you, Doug.
That's the Jawa Jedi. So
Jawa
there is
Jedi.
One, in fact. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
So the bartender looked different to me. Now, I don't know if he maybe, you know, he aged a year and he looks drastically different, but he definitely looked different to me. He was played by the same guy. And he even sounded different. Like in the first season, he sounded to me a lot like he did when he was on the other Western show with Cobb Vanth.
I see. Maybe I just don't know that actor.
Yeah. So, but this time he sounded slightly different to me. But that was just me watching it. But anywho, and then we see the rib cage, and then we see the one of the greatest bounty hunters of all time, Cad Bane, shows up.
Are we already at Cad Bane?
We are already at
Cad
Bane.
We like see that just Tatooine desert.
Yep.
And him walking forward, and you just see the brim of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I drink, I just get these hiccups. Anyway, just automatically, I'm just hyped. Like, I was so hyped about everything in this episode.
Yes.
But I think what I love most about this episode is that it feels like an episode of Clone Wars.
Yeah. Because
the awesome thing about Clone Wars and Rebels and stuff is that you can have a bunch of really awesome characters, and you don't have to worry about, can I pay this actor's salary? Can I pay this?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because they're all just voice actors, so you can just draw in any way that you want to.
But, like, here we've got, like, in one episode, such heavy hitters. Mm-hmm. We've got Cobb Vanth. We've
Cobb
got
Vanth.
Luke Skywalker. We've got Grogu. We've got Din Djarin.
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka Tano. Fennec Shand. Boba Fett. Black Chrysanthemum. We've got
the mayor's whatever guy.
Oh,
he was
deputy. Steve.
No, not Steve. The deputy.
Oh.
No, the mayor's guy.
Oh, the major domo. Yeah. Just kind of hanging out in the background.
That was really. But he was in handcuffs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw.
It's a scheduled. It was actually a scheduled vacation. Yeah.
Stand back over. Oh, and by the way, in that scene, did you notice where the Mandalorian was standing? It looked to me like he was standing in the same spot Boba Fett was standing in when he was there with Jabba.
Wow.
Jabba the Hutt. It looked to me
Easter
like
egg.
That. Easter egg.
Pew, 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 pew. Really, for next episode, we got to make
gotta
it happen.
We got to
have it. The way they made the live-action Cad Bane was so rad. They had to have kept the same voice actor. It sounded
identical.
It
was the same voice actor.
But the puppet or the costuming looked almost like a Guillermo del Toro, like, like puppet. They always had that really distinct mouth style with the teeth.
And when he was going, when he was like...
Oh,
and you
my
saw,
God.
Like, the
was...
fangs and everything. Yeah, it was really cool.
And, like, I don't know if the guy in the makeup and stuff was actually the voice actor. Do you know?
So, according to IMDb, the guy who did the voice before was credited as voice acting.
Okay.
So, there was somebody
was
else
someone
who played him.
See, that surprises me because it looked seamless. Like,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
If you, and I'm that person who, like, when I see that
the
mouth
doesn't
exactly.
Yeah, you want to see if the mouth doesn't match up right.
It,
yeah.
It takes me out, but I never noticed anything
so
like that.
So, did you notice James Earl Jones' voice inside Darth Vader?
It really took me out of it a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times.
I could tell it wasn't quite syncing up with his lips. And
yeah, it was really
tough. Really ruined the original trilogy for me.
The whole trilogy was ruined.
But yes, so Cad Bane, it was done so perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, and to bring in, like I was saying earlier, this isn't a bounty hunter that has gone toe to toe with Jedis before.
Right.
And won. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's pretty rad. And yeah. Again, you got to figure he's 30 or 40 years older than he was when we last saw him. Mm-hmm. Right. So, again, another alien species that seems to age a wee bit differently.
So,
Doug didn't like the facial prosthetics. I the nose was a little weird. Something was off about just kind of the lack of noses. It was especially funny when he said you should keep your nose out of people's business.
Yeah.
The nose was off, but there was just something about the teeth that, like, I had to take after I watched it, I had to go and, like, look at a picture of, like, the actual cartoon.
Okay.
And kind of compare. Yeah. Because it did look, it was like, wow, that's kind of, that's terrifying. I didn't expect it to be like that.
Yeah.
But they did a good job translating it.
So I said this in a couple episodes before, and give credit to where credit is due. Screen Rant writes a whole blog step by step of everything that happens in the episode.
Right.
So that's what I'm using for my notes. So that way it keeps us going in the right order. They had another article. Why did Cad Bane look so different than he does in the cartoon?
Okay.
And basically they came down to the fact that in the cartoon, there's not a human person underneath it.
Right.
Who actually has a nose that sticks out from their face.
Right. So they had to do something.
So they had to do something
in order to make it happen. Yeah.
So that's why, and that's why, was it Doug who said he didn't like it as much? But yeah, because the teeth, yeah. But yeah, I mean, Cad Bane in the cartoons doesn't have a nose that we have.
Right.
So short of asking the actor inside to cut his nose off.
Or like doing the Voldemort thing where they have to actually, like,
yeah, CGI out the nose.
Which is probably, honestly, a lot of money.
A lot just of to money. Do that. Yeah. Yeah. So they said, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll just put some rubber over it and try and do our best. So I had, me personally, I had no problem with the fact that it didn't look exactly correct. Right. I'm sure there's people just like what they didn't like Ahsoka's Riku's that they were too short.
Pagan actually today said, wouldn't her things be bigger? And I'm like, yeah, that's a thing that people are upset about.
People are upset about.
Literally, it came down to, it's not practical to have a human in this scene with these things going crazy.
We decided, do we
really want to go there, or can we make it work in another way? So they did.
Yeah. And then just the attitude was spot on.
Oh, yeah. God, that voice, man. And I don't the know voice. What it is about that voice. It's just like...
So raspy and so... Just so slow talking. You're not going to come around here anymore. And just like so deep and so like meaningful and everything. Oh, yeah, it was so cool. So I did a lot of research, and I went to this thing called Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
To find out a little bit about our good friend.
Cadric Bane.
Cadric
Leopold Bane.
Cadric the Entertainer. he was a Duros male bounty hunter in the galaxy during the Clone Wars.
Sure.
He was considered the best and one of the most experienced bounty hunters in the galaxy during the Clone Wars due to the death of Jango Fett. At the first Battle of Geonosian in 22 BBY, although his infamy grew during the Clone Wars in particular, Bane had a high standing amongst other bounty hunters, working with the likes of Aurora Singh years before the onset of the war. He even had a temporary alliance with Sith Lord Darth Maul. He specialized in fighting Jedi and dueled with some of the most skilled Jedi during the Clone Wars, including Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker.
Yep.
His reputation led him to be repeatedly hired by Sith Lord Darth Sidious, working for him on numerous projects, including infiltrating the Jedi Temple to steal a Kyber memory crystal containing a list of Force-sensitive children throughout the galaxy.
Yep.
And then also, just a little early life, born on the planet Doro, Cad Bane eventually became a bounty hunter during the early stages of his career. Bane was briefly mentored by fellow bounty hunter Jango Fett. In time, he would gain reputation of being a famous bounty hunter. So this is the basic overview of this guy, for those of you that don't know who he was because you didn't watch the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
or
and
like
if
that.
You didn't, again, there's loads of episodes that like and loads of guides where you don't have to watch every episode and get like the best episodes. And
yeah.
Cad Bane's a very important character in that series for sure. So if you are a Star Wars fan, you should know who Cad Bane is.
So,
for sure.
When we were introduced to Timothy Oliphant's character,
Danny Cordray's
character, didn't Cad Bane take over Freetown at one point in time, or no? Or no, like, Cobb Vanth was always the one in charge of Freetown,
I
right?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So it was the fact that Freetown, when we first introduced, when we saw him, we're like, yeah, Cobb Vanth is here, but it's not Freetown. But now in this episode, they renamed it to Freetown.
It was
Mos
Pulga, right?
Yeah,
Mos. I think it was Mos Pulga.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But yeah, then he's like, oh, when I came to Mos Pulga, hey, we're Freetown now.
We're Freetown now. So now that all links together with what was canon before. Yep. So yeah. So Cad Bane looked awesome, except for he had a slightly bigger bulge in his nose, but that makes up for, you know, having an actual human nose underneath of it. And then the three-way standoff, which was epic.
Yeah, and again, it was like as soon as that deputy came out, I'm like, all right, well, they need someone to die.
Yeah.
And they don't want it to be Danny Cordray yet.
Right, and I was even looking at Danny Cordray to see, because early on, like, he was super skinny. And
yeah, for real.
He looked like he probably weighed like 100 pounds soaking wet, and he's like 6'2".
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my goodness, like you're like Hollywood skinny, like way too skinny type of thing.
Yeah.
So I was looking to see if he looked a little chunkier at the end. Like, we're gonna find out that he knew a bad guy was coming, so he had some kind of a chest plate. He did the old cookie pan underneath the shirt.
That's right.
Trick. You know, to keep it from the bullets from bouncing off of him, but I couldn't really tell. But surprisingly enough, Cad Bane didn't kill him because they said, he's still breathing. Take him inside.
What's funny is, too, if you have the closed captions on, and I always have.
Oh, I did. It was so funny.
Literally, like, he shoots him, and then he shoots the other guy. He walks away, and they run up to him, and you see in the closed captions, it says something's wrong with the deputy.
Like, go save
Something's wrong with the sheriff. Right. Something's wrong. He got shot.
He got shot. That's what's wrong. And then there's just like
that's some random extra.
Yeah.
Who just did a terrible job improvising.
Yeah. It was like a PA on the set, and they were like, ooh, quick, come in here and record this like sound clip for us. Yeah. And then there was like, there's other little sound clips that you could see, but you couldn't even hear. But they were like, he's still breathing. Quick, take him inside.
Yep.
And then you see the bartender who didn't want to be involved at all.
He's looking.
Now he's looking. He's like,
he's like, oh, now I guess we got to do it.
Now
right?
We got to do it now because Cobb Vanth shot our sheriff.
Yeah. And it's just great. I'm going to shoot you once. We know you're not dead.
Yep. I'm going to shoot you. The deputy that nobody knows
done.
About. You're done.
Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese. I'm going to shoot you 5 times. Shoot the sheriff once. Pew. Shoot the other guy. Twitchy.
He shot the sheriff, but he definitely shot the deputy.
He definitely shot the deputy. Yes. Are we going to get
Bob Marley. Come
no,
on down.
No. What's the demonetized? We're going to get demonetized.
Just for saying it.
Just for saying it. Are we going to get demonetized?
The Google bot heard those words
in a row, and they were like, nope, you sang a song.
That's it.
So that was also from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which is an old movie.
I've heard of it.
Before Nick was born.
Yeah, I think it was in color, right?
It was in color. Right, I think it was even before. It might have been around when I was born. But yeah, so in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, there were three people. Cobb Vanth, good.
Good.
Ugly. Deputy Steve. And
see, I would argue that the ugly would be Cad Bane.
Nah,
because he's kind of ugly.
He is kind of ugly, but he was bad. He's
That's
bad.
That's true. He's the bad guy.
I'm bad. I'm the bad guy. So he would be the dark one.
You know it. I'm bad. Man, we're really looking for demonetization.
We are not making any money off of this episode.
Choo,
on YouTube.
Choo, demonetization train.
So, yeah, so then we see that, and then, oh, this is the best. They go back into the sanctuary. Two wonderful people walk in, spice runners walk in.
Right.
Nobody noticed
yeah.
that they had a canteen with them.
Yeah, they just brought it in. Hey, can I take your helmets? No, we're good, bro.
No, we're cool.
All good.
We're cool. What do you want to drink? And they tell the droid something to walk away from them. So then the droid walks away, and then as the droid walks away, they say, you know what? We've had enough of this place. It's
We're
too
good.
Clean in here.
Yeah, music's a little loud for
music's
our
a little loud. It's the same
we got
music.
A table right under the air conditioning vent.
Yeah,
I hate
that. Hate
that.
Yeah, I hate being under these. All these extras behind me have been here for weeks.
Yep.
They
yeah.
look exactly the same.
Do they not have a life outside of this place?
Like, does the owner change clothes ever?
No.
Like, we need
no.
to see you in something else, some other sultry outfits,
Sorry.
Not just that same one. Change your clothes.
Too bad.
So we're leaving.
Yeah, that's it. We're out.
That's it. We're out.
And we're so angry, we're going to forget our giant bomb.
Our giant bomb. We're going to leave that behind.
Man, I forgot my bomb. I hate when I do
that. I can't go back now.
Thankfully, that protocol droid was on the case.
That droid was on the case. You forgot your Cantoon.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Boom. Goodfellas. Goodfellas moment for sure.
Sopranos, it would just go black.
That's right. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. So you don't know what happened.
But no, this is Goodfellas. They light the whole place on fire. Yep.
Blow the whole thing up.
That's it.
And so they blow the whole thing up.
Again, this Disney got pretty dark this episode.
They did, but no blood.
Like,
don't worry
about it.
Not
suicide bombing, I guess, but like, just, you know, bombing. That's a terrorist. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like, hey, here's a terrorist bombing here, and let's shoot these people while they're dead.
Shoot them while they're dead. Make sure that they're dead. Yeah. But don't worry. We didn't see any blood, though, so it's all good.
That's right.
And then, as we talked about before, we come to the very end. Where Baby Yoodle has to make the choice.
The choice. The ultimatum is put forth.
So
this beautiful lightsaber that was once held by one of the most powerful Jedi in the galaxy,
mm-hmm.
or this Mithril shirt from Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
Pick your choice.
Do you want to be in Lord of the Rings, or do you want to be a Jedi?
It's your call.
So some people are saying that Yoda's lightsaber was destroyed in the comic books by Mos Amedea, A-M-E-D-D-A.
Mos Amedea?
As a symbolic representation of the Jedi's end. And then
maybe Yoda had more than one.
In this article, it turns out Yoda had more than one.
Like, I mean, he's a Jedi master. Do you really think one of the best Jedi masters in the galaxy is like, this is my lightsaber and I don't need a backup?
That's right. I mean, if I know anything about America, if you got one gun, you got nine guns.
That's it.
We need more guns.
Well, this is a more civilized.
That's right, weapon. A more civilized weapon.
That's
so.
Right, a more elegant weapon for a more civilized age. That's,
that's right.
Right.
And then at the very end, then you hear the music. You're a big music buff, so the music. Devilishly offers Grogu a choice between Jedi and Mandalorian paths and will evoke many memories. Ludwig Garrison's theme melds together elements from his own Luke Skywalker score from The Mandalorian with John Williams' classic Force theme. Did you pick up on that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure. So.
That's leitmotif, my friend.
Yes, it is.
I teach all my students about leitmotif.
There you go.
Yeah, leitmotif. The Force theme is perhaps my favorite, one of my favorite pieces of music from Star Wars. It's also everywhere.
Everywhere.
Literally, if you watch Star Wars,
anywhere.
You can, like, every 30 seconds, you'll be like, oh, it's the Force theme.
Oh, there's the
Force theme. Oh, it's the
Force theme.
Oh, they're using it again.
It's an Easter egg.
Yes, that boo, 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 doo, 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 doo. Yeah, anyway.
It's everywhere.
And that's how we're in. We're left on that cliffhanger between the Mithril shirt and the lightsaber. We got a shot of Yoda, baby Yoda, like square in the center. His eyes are big and round. And he's like, what do I do? Fade to black.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, no. I have to wait a whole week to find out what happens.
Yeah.
Doug Black agrees with me. Ugly is the bad prosthetics.
Yes.
And bad is Cad Bane.
Yep.
So, yes, Cad Bane is bad. And then they made it was the it was
it they, was they made a big show of it on the Holonaut. I don't remember what we were talking about.
I don't know either, but it was on the Holonaut. They
it's
made
been
a big
a
show on it. Yeah. So that was the whole episode. It was a great episode.
Episode 6, penultimate episode of the season.
Yes,
penultimate. There's one left.
So obviously Cobb Vanth is going to heal before we need to go to. The big battle with the Pikes.
And that battle is going to happen with the people of Freetown because the bartender said so.
The
because
bartender
said, guys,
said,
I didn't want to do it, but they were mean to our sheriff.
They shot our sheriff.
But they did also shoot. Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah. We did that
we
bit
did
already.
That stick already.
So Cobb Vanth, I'm going to bet we don't see Cara Dune.
No, I don't think we're going to see
Cara Dune.
I'm going to bet
we would
see,
have.
Yeah, we probably would have. Yeah. We're not going to see Carl Weathers.
No, which is a bummer.
It is a bummer. It would be cool if we saw Rebel guy.
Okay, so it was the destruction of Yoda's lightsaber.
Oh, right. Okay.
That they made a big show of. All right, so Mos Amedea is the big blue guy with the horns.
Okay.
Right? So Mos Amedea is basically whenever you see Palpatine in like episode 2 or 3, he's got this big blue guy with the horns next to him. It's like his buddy. And he was the guy that supposedly when the Empire fell, he's the one that kept pushing the Empire forward until their eventual fall at the Battle of Jakku.
Okay.
Now it's coming clear to me. Yes, Mos Amedea. Doug, what you're saying is that when the Empire was around, Mos Amedea as like a imperial propaganda sort of a thing went on the Holonet and destroyed the lightsaber. Interesting. All right.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
So I'm going to guess next episode we're going to see a big old battle. I'm going to guess next episode we're going to see that Grogu joins the fight.
Yes.
Maybe he's going to use some of his newfound Jedi powers and frog-eating abilities.
He's going to throw some frogs at them.
That's right. That would be really cool. All the frogs?
All the frogs on Tatooine.
I am the master of the frogs and just shooting them all at them.
You're getting pelted with frogs.
That's it.
Oh, another one.
What is buried in the sands of Tatooine are those melons.
Oh, he could throw the melons
right? So maybe
at them.
He just pulls them all out.
What about that other creature that just burrowed out and they attacked them and they shot it?
Grogu's just going to do this. And just, everything's going to
everything
come out
that's in the ground is going to come out. And he's just going to go
you.
And throw them all at them.
I'm here for it.
That's
I'm ready
right.
for it.
And then Captain Carson Teva, what Paul Sun-Hoon Lee, the guy, the X-Wing pilot.
Sure, sure.
At the very end, he's just going to come flying over and
he's
just.
He's going to drop a proton torpedo.
You're
gonna just
hear,
like targeting Maul Brass back
G-cord.
In. That's it. Oh, boy. We have too much fun.
We have too much fun.
Someone needs to win the lottery and funnel lots of money towards Bantha Milk Podcast so we can quit our jobs and do this full time.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can sit here and drink the
and
rest
just
of this
make ridiculous
TikTok Tequila Sunrise.
TikTok Tequila Sunrise.
Talk about Star Wars.
And make ridiculous predictions as to what's going to happen
I
next.
I mean, I literally, in most of our YouTube descriptions, I say the words, we will speculate wildly. Because
that's
what
we
that's,
do.
That's what
we
do.
We are very good at that. Yes, we are very good at that.
I think some of our speculation is less wild than others.
Yeah, yeah. We do have some speculation that is in a good mindset.
There's method to our
method. There is some method to our method. Yes, method
to
our method.
Method
to
our method.
Method to
you
our
are
method.
Method man. That's another one from your time.
Apparently,
right?
Method man. Yeah, and Red man. Red man
right.
and Method man.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're ahead of me even on this. Trip.
Yes, I did. Yeah. So yeah. So it was a great episode.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It was so good. Because the title is The Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, it just amazes me. Like, I'm not upset about this episode, but it bums me out that they have had 35 years with this character
yeah.
and they couldn't make the first season
just a great story
about Boba Fett.
About Boba Fett. I wanted the whole season to be about Boba Fett. I've loved Boba Fett since he had all six lines.
All of them.
And I'm like, dude, I want to know his backstory. I want to know all about him. I don't want to know about the Mandalorian during Book of Boba Fett. I want to know about the Mandalorian during the Mandalorian.
Sure.
And I don't want to say that the writing has stepped up in these past two episodes, but it's been so much better.
It has. I mean,
it has.
I mean, Book of Boba Fett, Chapter 1 was good.
Right.
2 was good.
2 was good.
3 was bad.
3 was horrible.
4 was good.
4 was good. 4 got better.
5 and 6 were amazing.
Amazing.
Like, far and away better than the rest of the season.
Yes.
So, like, it is weird that it does seem like there's two completely different production teams.
Yes.
And it's as though they said, we're going to film 4 episodes of Boba. Y'all do your 2 of Mando, and we'll put them together.
We'll put them together at the
end. General storyline.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's almost like episodes 7, 8, and 9. Like, so fragmented.
Right.
But, like, at least with
at least
this
now
thing,
it has a unified vision.
A unified
where it's
vision.
Come
yeah.
back to. But.
So they were like, okay, here's what we need. We need all these people to come back because we thought that was going to happen at the end of The Mandalorian.
Yep.
We thought we were going to see Cobb Vanth. We thought we were going to see
Cara
Dune.
That's true. In the last episode, we were waiting for all like that buddy team up like
yeah.
we had in the first one. So we got it.
We got it.
It just took
a whole other season and
series.
A whole new show. Yeah, a whole new series. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I really wish.
It is a weird position to be in because I love it.
I love it.
But I'm bummed about it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But it also makes me looking forward to...
Oh, I'm so excited for the new Mandalorian.
The new Mandalorian.
I'm so excited for the new Ahsoka.
Yeah. Ahsoka. Even Obi-Wan. Like,
yeah, that should be coming
I'm hoping
soon-ish,
that it's
right?
going to... Yeah.
May now, 4th is like the rumored date.
That is the rumored date. There is the new Lego Star Wars movie coming out in April sometime.
Is there really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So the one... It's the whole Skywalker saga.
The movie. As a Lego.
All 9 movies.
In one movie.
Lego. Right. In one Lego game.
That should be something.
So it should be a lot of fun.
Wait, did you say movie or TV show?
No.
Or a movie or a video game?
Video game.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That makes more sense. I knew about the video game.
Yes, because we
I
talked
you,
about it on
yes,
this. Yes.
I thought you were saying there was a Lego Star Wars movie coming out.
Maybe I said that. Maybe it was the vodka that
That
really
must have
like,
been it. But that would be crazy, too. Like a Lego Star Wars movie? Because they do all sorts of Lego movies.
They do.
Lego Batman.
Like, yeah. And so the very first Lego Batman movie was all of the cutscenes from the game.
Was it really?
It was. I was like, I saw all this.
Okay. That's
like,
great.
I was like, I played the game.
All right.
So, yeah. So I don't want that, but I would love a Lego Star Wars movie would be amazing. Even if it was based off of like the original Lego movie where you find out at the end, which, spoiler alert, if you didn't see it, the movie was 10 years ago. But my son tells me, he goes, oh, Richie saw it and he said that it's the kid playing with the Legos. And I go, okay, don't tell me what happens. I want to watch the movie. So now I know. I'm watching the whole movie and I go, this is just from this kid's vision.
Right.
And I'm like, so when the movie ends, I go, Trey, that was like the big reveal at the end of the movie. He goes, oh, I didn't realize that. And yeah. I go, ugh.
Yep.
I go, I knew it. Like, it would have been great. It would have been great to find that out at the end of the movie. Like, whoa, like this was what the kid was. But I knew the whole
time.
They ruined me. Yeah. So anywho, Rob did say that. Not a show, but a movie. Yes. Yep. Okay. So sorry.
How dare you?
How dare I? Yeah. That's so okay. It'll be like, that'll be fun. At least we'll be able to play that in April.
Yeah. No, I definitely, that's one of my, I've always liked the Lego games. They're so much fun. So.
Yeah.
So we will have one more episode of Breakdown for next week. We're going to have our season finale special.
Season finale next Thursday.
Right? So yes. Is it Thursday?
Or Wednesday.
Okay, sorry, I thought they'd change it, right? Yeah. So next Wednesday night, make sure you set your dials. Tell Google to set your reminder or Alexa or Siri, whoever happens to do all of your internet slavery. Because that's essentially what it is. We've enslaved a robot to do our work for us.
To do all our work for us.
So let her know. We've got next Wednesday night. We're going to close out the season. And we're
Monday is the special day is the 7th.
That's
Monday.
Right. This coming Monday. We've got a big week of podcasting.
A lot of podcasting this week. Yeah, it's going to be busy for us.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Check us all out.
Yeah, set your dials. Do me a favor and share this. We've been live streaming on Instagram this whole time. We've never done that before.
No.
We've had people popping in and out. Good to see y'all on Instagram. Make sure you share this on your stories and stuff.
Please do.
Check us out on Facebook. Remember, we're about to go into our All-Star game.
Yes.
Right? So if you want to take part in the voting, check us out on Facebook.com/groups/SacredJediTexts.
Or even just directly on our Facebook page. We'll have it on both of
That's
them.
That's right. Facebook.com/ Bantha Milk Podcast.
Yep.
You can check us out on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok now.
Bantha Milk Podcast on TikTok. We don't have any videos yet, but maybe we'll do some dancing.
That's it, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's a great episode. Looking forward to the next one, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
This is such a good. Hopefully, the finale is as good as these past two episodes.
We can
have
only
been.
Hope.
We can only hope.
All right. Well, from all of us here at Bantha Milk Podcast headquarters in sunny and delightful New Jersey,
yes,
we have spoken.
We have spoken.